All right, good evening, everyone. Hopefully everyone is having a blessed evening as we are. As always, we'd like to say praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for yet another day in the land of the living and another chance to get our acts together. Today is March 7th, 2024, and week 266. If you're new around here, welcome to Join the Midst of the Storm. This is a program where we like to do weekly live stream Bible studies and shortly upload audio versions to every major podcast platform shortly thereafter. If you've been with us for a while, welcome back. As we always like to say, thank you guys for tuning in and week out, trying to hear what thus says the Lord. We do have one early comment. It is from Kim, and she says, greetings in the name of Jesus to all. Psalm 133:1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So praise the Lord to you. Thank you for the scripture, and thank you so much for tuning in and being one of the early comments. So as you can see from the title, it says watch and pray. So without any further ado, I'm going to pass it over to Minister Tony Banks. We can go ahead and get started with this evening's message. As always, we pray that you guys get something out of it.
Thank you, Melvin. Let us go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, Lord, offering thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you for everything you did for us, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do for us, Lord. Continue to help us to always return to you and offer thanks, Lord. Help us not to be as the nine lepers who did not return to you, Lord. Help us to not be in the same category. So, Lord, we're praying that no matter what happens to us in this life, continually remind us that there is a reason to have joy. That's what this program is about. Joy in the midst of the storm, Lord. Continue to be with us as we're facing so many trials, so many tribulations, Lord. So many storms are around us, Lord. But keep our minds in perfect peace, Lord. Help us to remain settled. Help us to remain grounded in faith, grounded in hope, Lord. Help us to just be the children that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Lord, we're praying that tonight your word would go forth, Lord, that you alone would increase and that we would all decrease. Lord, we're praying all these blessings in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless each of you for being with us. Praise the Lord to Sister Kim and everyone else who has tuned in with us. We certainly appreciate you guys. We always enjoy your presence. We enjoy your comments. We appreciate your like, your shares, everything that you do to make this program possible. We certainly do respect and appreciate that. And we're praying that you guys wouldn't go anywhere. We don't want to see you leave. Because it's important that we fellowship with one another, that we continue to grow, we continue to learn of God, and we continue to run this race with patience. That's what the scripture told us to do. And so, again, God bless each of you. Thank you so much for being here with us. Tonight, we're going to get into some things. I believe I told you the verse, Melvin, Mark 14:38. I really wanted to look at this tonight because this is, you know, these studies that we have, my heart's desire is that they would help us on our daily journey, not just salvation, because God is more than about salvation. Now, obviously, that is the number one goal. However, these scriptures that we're reading, they pertain to much more than just physical, our soul, salvation. You know, these scriptures pertain to more than that. The Bible, when it talks about God creating Adam, it mentions how he was first made. The natural was made first. He was made His body was created first. And so it is important for us to realize there is a physical element to God, to these scriptures, to our salvation. There is a physical element. And so I just want to point that out. We're going to get into some things tonight that I pray would help us, as I said, on this journey, because life is both spiritual and natural. And so we need to realize that every day of our lives, you know, I've had the question before. Sometimes people have wondered, what do these scriptures have to do with real life? See, sometimes people, as the people of God, we don't realize that these scriptures have everything to do with what's going on in our day-to-day journey. So we're going to look at some things tonight by the grace of God. Let's see what it says, Melvin, in Mark 14 and 38.
Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak.
Watch ye and pray. Wise words from Jesus, written in blood, written in red letters from Jesus. I know sometimes people want to hear, and some people only believe what Jesus says. And so for anybody in that category tonight, I thank God we read the red letters. He said, watch ye and pray. I heard one of my bishops say, they pointed out how this scripture here, he did not say pray and watch. He declared we should watch and pray. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Corinthians, Paul, he said, do all things decent and in order. You know, I love, the older I get and the more that I study God and learn of him, the more I appreciate order, the more I appreciate structure, organization. I realize God is a very organized God. He has all of the things lined up the way he wants them. He said, watch ye and pray. You know, oftentimes I find as the people of God, we promote prayer, and prayer is good. God knows we need to pray. The scripture, in fact, tells us man ought to always pray. We promote prayer. But are we watchful? That's what was on my mind. See, I'm as I look around, I feel as people of God, we're not watching enough. See, there's many things that you don't even have to pray about. There are some things that once God tells us, we don't have to pray for it. The Bible tells us, he talks about hope. We did a Bible study on hope, and we're not really dealing with hope tonight, but the scripture tells us, he said, why does a man have to hope for something that he already has? You already see it. There's no reason to hope for it. See, the reason I mention this is because there are things we don't even have to pray about if we would just watch. See, if you see a hole in the ground, you don't have to pray to God, Lord, please help me not to fall in this hole. There's no need to pray, because now that you're watching, now that you have seen that hole, you can avoid it. You can go around. You can go over. You can do whatever's necessary to avoid that problem. But you know, as people of God, we don't watch enough for the problems around us. And so we fall into some problems. And then after we've ended up in those problems, now we've got to pray, Lord, please get me out of this. See, if we're watchful, as he told us to be, there's some problems we never have to get into. Now, some things we have to get into, but some things we don't have to be involved in. Let's go back up here, because as the people, you know, go back to 37. Go back to 37 for us, because this is the problem that God's people were having. Let's see what 37 says.
And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour?
See, we're having a hard time because we're so sleepy. He said, And he cometh and findeth them sleeping. See, this is Jesus now. God already knows what condition we're in. When you're falling asleep, you're no longer watching. You're no longer alert. See, if you've ever been behind the wheel, the moment you start getting sleepy, look, you're losing alertness. You are losing your ability to make conscious decisions. You're losing the ability to remain safe. See, I've been in conditions where I'm falling asleep on the road. My eyes are closing. When you start to get in this condition, your head begins to drop. See, you're not alert. So he's talking to them and he said, watch and pray. See, we can't watch any longer because we're not paying attention, because we're asleep, because something else has our attention. The cell phones, the TV, all types of things have our attention to the point where we're not watchful. And we're finding ourselves in conditions that we don't have to be in. There's no need to pray about some of these things. We don't even have to end up this way if we begin to watch as we're told. But Jesus came back and found his disciples, and they were struggling to stay awake. Now, he knew this was going to happen, but notice the scripture we read in 38. He said, watch ye and pray lest ye enter into temptation. See, you're going to enter into some problems if you're not watching. Some problems you did not have to fall into. You know, Jesus, he told us a parable about the prodigal son. And the father, his father, the prodigal son's father, he gave him his goods. Son wanted to leave his home, didn't want to be living with his father anymore, having to abide by those rules. And so the father said, fine, you can have the things that you want. And he took his journey into a far country. And the Bible talks about how he spent everything that he had. He began to spend it. Everything that he had, he began to waste it up. The Bible called it riotous living. You know, as people of God, we're having so many financial struggles because we're not watching our resources. We're riotously living. We're wasting all of our resources on so many things that the world is doing. See, the world catches our attention. That's why the prodigal son wanted to leave, because he saw what was going on in the world. See, in the world, something's always going on. You know, that's why people want to live in the city, because they say, it's just nothing to do. They say it's not much to do in the country. So I want to live in the city so I can spend all my money, so I can have fun. There's a lot of events going on every weekend. Every day there's something going on. There's a nightlife where I can have a good time. I can go to the bowling alley every day. I can go here every day. I can go there every day. I can go to the zoo. It's fun. But somebody's not watching. You know, when I thank God he changed my life, because I was just as many other people out there wasting all of my money on drinking, on alcohol. But I thank God he began to let me watch those things. He began to open my eyes to some things and see how I was being so wasteful. See, when you get in certain conditions, when you're going out partying, when you're having a good time, it really doesn't matter what you're doing. But when you begin to have a good time, see, you're no longer watching your bank account. I can't tell you how many times I go out, spend so much money, and the next day, once you go back, you're trying to figure out what happened to all the money that I had. How did I spend $150? How did I spend $200? How did this happen? See, it's because we were not watching. See, I didn't have to pray about that. What I should have been praying was, God, help me stop doing this foolish stuff. That's what I should have been praying. But he said, watch and pray. So I'm here. We're having this discussion tonight because we don't have to keep falling in the same traps if we would just begin to watch. But we're so distracted. We're so tired. We're so sleep, as Jesus mentioned here. Now, he was physically talking about sleep, but I'm dealing with some spiritual things here. See, we've got to be on alert. I was a while back, I opened a bank account and I try to watch those things. I try to look at those things periodically, every day, hopefully. And someone had hacked the bank account and taken money out of it. I hadn't used the card. I hadn't did anything with it. I literally had just opened it. And somebody had already stolen from it. See, if you're not watching the thief, look, he's watching you. If you're not watchful over what you have, you better believe somebody's watching you. So Jesus was trying to get us to understand we've got to be on alert. Paul told us in one place, he said, it's high time to wake up out of our sleep. We got to start watching some things. We have a responsibility. Not only do we need to be watching out for our soul, but there are natural things around us we need to be watchful for. We need to be watchful. So I want to keep reading here. We're in the book of Mark 14, but you know what? Let's go back to chapter 13. Now, I don't know how much I want to stay on this topic because this really wasn't my topic. But we were talking about this earlier this week in Bible study. So let's pick it up in Mark 13 and 33.
All right. Get it? Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is.
He says, time to wake up. Take heed. In another place, he told us, take heed how you hear. He said, you better watch out. Watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. See, the time is coming and we don't realize it because we're not watching. We have no clue of what's really going on around us. Read for us, Mel.
For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch.
You know, we're commanded to watch. We're commanded. You know what, Melvin? Hold what we got. Run to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33. Ezekiel 33, and let's pick up there verse 2.
Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman.
See, this is what would happen in the old times. In these places, in these cities, these countries, whatever you wish to call them, they would set up a tower and they would have a watchman in the tower to watch out for any danger that would be coming. They'd have a person up there at all times. Somebody has to be watching because you don't want to be caught off guard when the enemy attacks. You don't want to be caught off guard by anything, really. You know, I've been, if you've ever, there have been times before where you can have a curb where the sidewalk and the road meets in a curb where you kind of step up or step down. You know, there have been times where if you see this curb coming, you can account for it, and you can step down with no problem. But if this curve catches you off guard, if you're not watching, look, you just about fall, and you probably will fall. It's happened to me before. See, if you're watching, you can handle some things when you're watchful. You know, when people are fighting, if you ever seen boxing or anything of that nature, see, people can, I can't think of the word I'm looking for there, but people can kind of brace, that's the word. People can brace for the impact that's coming. If you're watching a sporting event, if it's football or something, when people are about to make a tackle, they can brace themselves. The person that's getting hit can brace themselves. They can prepare themselves. They begin to lower their frame. See, when you're watching, you can react and respond better, opposed to when you've got no clue something's coming. This is the reason that on the news, the reporters, the news reporters, the weathermen or weather women, they'll tell you, hey, a storm is coming, so you can brace yourself, so you can prepare for it. This is why it's so important to be watchful. Jesus said, watch and pray. We're finding ourselves in a condition in the church where the people of God, we're not watching for anything. Problems are catching us left and right. We're falling into traps. We're falling into sin. We're falling into situations that we should not be in. But we're not watching. God has equipped us with everything necessary. He's given us the knowledge to know, to be aware of what's going on in the world, so that we're not surprised. He's giving us this information, but we're not paying attention, and it's catching us by surprise every time. Every time we're caught by surprise because we're not watching. So Ezekiel now, they're talking about a person, someone watching out for this city. Read for us, Melvin.
If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people.
See, we're having this discussion tonight because I'm trying to warn somebody. Look, trouble is coming. Every day there's trouble coming. But you're not watching out for it. This is why God sends a preacher, so that he can sound the trumpet, sound the alarm. You know, when there's a tornado warning, many cities have alarms that go off. They have the horns, the sirens. It's to alert you. When the police officer, when they get a call to go somewhere and it's urgent, they sound the alarm. The ambulance, they sound the alarm. The fire truck, they sound the alarm. See, these alarms are to alert us. Look, it's time to watch out. The word of God, Jesus told us, watch and pray. We're praying after we get into the mess, but we're not watching out. He'll help us get out of a situation, and we're not watching. We fall right back into the same trap. We say, oh, I've been struggling, but God blessed me with X, Y, Z. He blessed me with a piece of money. And we go right back into the same trap because we're not watching. Pick up the next verse, Melvin.
Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head.
See, the warning's there and trouble's coming. See, the warning's there, but somebody still is not interesting enough. It don't sound right to us. It's not enough to wake us up. The trouble's there, though. It is coming, and God is warning us. But he said, take heed. He said, watch and pray unless you fall into this trap. And it's going to be hard to get out of. See, there are some things that's heading our way. Somebody's never going to get out of this situation. You know, I oftentimes will hear of people talk about, how someone that they love, someone that they knew, this person, they got over into, they might have been drinking or doing some type of drugs, and they said somebody put something in their drugs. Somebody put something in their drink. And because they didn't see it, they consumed it. And you know what? A lot of times, that person that it happened to would never be the same again. Something happened to them. Something catastrophic happens to them because somebody wasn't watching. See, you know, the truth is, you actually can't be watching for everything 100% of the time. See, you, right now, as we're having this Bible study, see, I don't know what's going on outside. Outside of the place, the rooms that I'm in, I have no idea what's going on outside. I have no idea. See, I need God to be watching out for me, but I've got to do my part. I have to do my part. If there's a snake sitting beneath me right now, brother, you best believe I'm getting out the way. I'll tell you, look, I'll be right back. I might not even tell you that. But there's no need of me watching. There's no need for me not to be watchful. See, we've got to be on alert at all times because trouble's coming. That's what Ezekiel's telling us. He said the sound, the trumpet is being sounded. See, the scriptures that we're reading, these scriptures are nothing but a trumpet to sound the alarm. It's nothing but a warning for what is coming. But somebody's not watching out for it. You know, it's hard to watch out for something when you don't know it's there. And Jesus told a group of people, the Pharisees, I believe, he said, "Ye do always err. Because you don't know the scriptures." See, you don't even know what's coming. You don't know. You can't watch out for something you don't even know is there. You can't watch out for it. So it's so important for the people of God to take heed the scriptures that we're reading. But don't just hear the word. Be doers of the word. Apply the word to your life. Don't keep falling for the same traps. That's foolishness. You know, there's a saying that says, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, look, it's my fault then." See, the devil is fooling us so many times. We're continually falling for his same trap. We did a Bible study in the past. Look, it's only three things he can fool you with: lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. And we're falling for those same three things. Why? It's not because we hadn't prayed enough, brother. It's because we're not watching. We're not watching out. The warning is being given, but we're ignoring it every time. You know, sometimes people have warning signs in their yard. It'll tell you, beware of the dog. It'll tell you they've got security cameras. And you know, there are people who ignore that because they say, "I don't hear a dog. I don't see it." Until the dog begins to see them. See, how long are we going to ignore the warning signs? Let's go back to where we were in Mark 13. What verse were we at? Let's go back to 33, Mark 13 and 33.
"Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is."
See, we say, "I already know what time it is. It's 7:02 Central, 8:02 Eastern." We say, "I know what time it is. It's 5:02 Pacific time. I know exactly what time it is." No, you don't know. If you respond that way, we really don't know what he's talking about. See, you're not watching for the right thing. See, we're looking. My God, the scripture tells us having eyes and see not. See, we can see certain things. We're not seeing the right thing, though. We're not watching for what he's talking about. Read for us, Melvin. Drop down to verse 35. Drop down to 35.
Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning.
You know what? God is sending us a warning to let us know that our time on this earth is winding up. Our time is winding up. But you know what? We're not even watching out for this. We talked about this in the Bible study Monday. This really isn't my message, but Jesus is soon to return. Now, I don't know how soon, but what I do know is I'm seeing the warning signs. I'm hearing the trumpet being sounded, and it's getting louder and louder. He said, you better be watching for this because you don't know if he's coming at noon, at evening, at dusk, at dawn, early in the morning, late at night. You don't know what time he's coming. Read for us, Melvin.
Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping.
Look, he knows we having a hard time staying up. He knows. He's watching us. We just don't think he's watching. We just don't realize he's watching us. We're not watching for him. He know. He said, lest coming. See, he's coming. But he's coming, and he's going to find us sleeping. He's going to find us. Somebody, I heard the people say, with your work undone. It's a terrible thing for a parent to make it home, and that young child, she gave the child instructions on what to clean up, what to do at the house. And the parent returns, and now the child, I believe I heard my dad talk about that many times.
You try to get ready when it's too late. No, you should have been watching out
from the beginning. Look, if you had really been watching, you would have known. Look, my mama left here around 8 a.m.
If you really were watching, you would know,
man, here it is 1 p.m.
She gotta be coming home soon. See, if you're watching, you would realize this.
But we're too busy playing video games. We're too busy talking to our friend. We're too busy watching TV. We're too busy doing so many other things instead of watching out what we should be, watching for what we should be watching for. So this is what's happening even in God. He's giving us the signs. He's telling us everything we need to do to help ourselves, not only spiritually, but this book crosses over into the physical things. We did a series on this. I believe this was on the Zoom Bible studies on Mondays. See, we did a series on our finances because this is one of the most important things in life, money. Bible tells us money is the answer. Now, the book tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. But money itself, look, money is the answer. Look, you need money. This book deals with money. And we don't realize a lot of stuff we're spending our money on, we don't realize we're wasting it all up. And we're wondering, why am I still struggling? Because we are not watching. We're not using what God gave us wisely. He tells us how to spend our money in this book. He tells us what to buy. He tells us when to do things. He tells us, look, he told us in one place, consider the cost. But we're not watching for the cost. We go into the store, we don't care how much it costs. We say, oh, I sure want that. Before we make a purchase, we don't consider, oh, I've got bills coming up at the end of the month. That's only a week from now. We don't consider anything. and we wonder what's going on. God, what am I doing wrong?
Brother, you're not watching. That's your problem. It's not because you didn't pray. If you're going to pray, you need to pray, God, help me to watch. Lord, help me to watch out. I don't need to keep doing the same old thing. It's foolishness for me to get up, close my eyes, and try to walk to the bathroom. Why would I not watch when he gave me eyes to see? This is what we're doing. Going through life. We're closing our eyes, trying to make it. He said, watch and pray, lest the Lord catch you while you're asleep. You know, you don't want anybody to catch you asleep. If there's a call you're expecting, you don't want that call to catch you asleep. You know, even if you just so happen to answer the call when someone calls you, you know, people can hear it in your voice. They say, oh, you must have been sleeping. They say, oh, you must have. See, people notice when you're asleep. You don't think God notices that? Sometimes we don't even think people notice. You know, people think we can pull something over everybody. We think people are just the dumbest people. We said nobody will ever notice. You know, I've seen people sleep. And every few seconds, their eyes are falling down. Their heads falling down. But they say, I got them fooled. Nobody notices this. You know, there are people that smoke. People will smoke marijuana, smoke all types of things. And they think other people just don't notice. They're walking around, eyes red, smelly. But they think they can't breathe. Surely they can't smell me. Surely they can't see my eyes are almost shut. They don't notice how slow I'm moving like the Matrix. They don't notice that. See, it's time for us to wake up and realize, look, people realize and God realize. Most importantly, God realize we're not watching. We're not being careful. The book tells us be careful for nothing. How can we be careful if we're not watching for anything? That's what being careful is about, being watchful. We're making decisions every day, spontaneous, being rash, the Bible says. Bible talks about being tossed about with every wind of doctrine. See, we're not being watchful. But I'm reminded of the word. Jesus said, watch and pray. Look, we're praying. We're having prayer service. That's good. But we're not watching for anything. We're constantly, look, it's foolishness for me to continue to stub my toe, to continue to hit my toe on the same spots. That's foolish. At some point, I ought to start watching. Look, if it hurt me enough, you better believe I'm watching the next time. I'm looking the next time. If I hit my head, I'm looking the next time. It might catch me two times. But look, brother, I know, oh, it's there. Look, even a child, look, Jesus said, come as a little child. Even a child, if they are crawling and they just so happen to, if they're in the bed and they're crawling around in the bed and they so happen to fall out of that bed, you better believe the next time. It might get them twice. You better believe, though, this child is going to realize, hold on. Get a little too close to the edge. I got to move the other way. See, even a child begins to watch for things. See, this child, you know, a child watches how their parents respond. They know as soon as I make one little sound, mama and daddy, they're coming running. Whatever they have, they're going to drop. Look, they're going to drop the food. They can be in the kitchen cooking. They're dropping the food on the ground. Mama and daddy, they coming running for me because they heard me yelp. They heard me scream. They heard me make a sound. This child knows this. So they're watching for it now. And we're falling for it every time. Children, you know, there's a reason people say
People oftentimes talk about a child has been spoiled. See, that's because this child has been watching the parents' behavior. But the parents haven't been watching the child's behavior. The child has now gotten over on the parents. See, it's because somebody's not watching. We're not watching. There are grown children, grown teenagers, adults. They're getting over on their parents. You know, I heard someone tell me the other day. Lord help us. Somebody told me the other day, they got family members. They're constantly getting over on them. They say, oh yeah, so-and-so, they did this to me. They took this money from me. They're constantly hurting me. They're constantly stealing things I have all the time. And I said, man, talking to the guy, I said, man, why do you keep doing that then? They said, oh, it's my family. Brother, you better start watching your family too. Don't continue to be deceived. The Bible said the devil deceived the whole world. Look, there's no reason for me to keep falling for the same trap. Why do that? Why let someone take every dime I have? That's not love, brother. That's foolishness. See, we're thinking these things is love. But when it comes to someone else, we were talking about a person, a family member, and then they begin to talk about how someone who was not their family member, they say, yeah, I'm not letting it happen with that person, though. See, look at your behavior. We'll give people so many chances. If they're family. But the word of God tells us, he said, have a special love for the household of faith. Why don't we act this way with the people of God? We're not even watching for that. So let's keep reading down here.
And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
He said, watch. He said, I'm telling you, you need to be watching. You know, Jesus, you know, he was watching Judas. See, people will give away a lot if you just listen to what they say. If you remember the story of the woman coming in and washing Jesus' feet with the expensive oil. If you look at Judas's response, see, you've got to really be watching what people say. Watching how people behave. Judas, he gave himself away. I know the disciples might not have known this, but I'm telling you, if you really just watch people, just pay attention closely. I'm not telling you to camp outside someone's house now. I'm just telling you, pay attention to what people say. I know sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. It happens to the best of us. It happens to the best and the least of us, because it sure happens to me. Sometimes we're not really focused and listening to what people say. But Judas, when the woman was doing, she washed Jesus' feet. Judas was upset. He said, man, she's in here wasting this up on your feet. Now I'm putting it in my word. This is what he was saying. He said, man, this could have been sold and given to the poor. See, he's making it seem as if he cares so much about other people. But no, the reason he cared was because he was looking at how much money that oil cost and he wanted to get his hands on it. See, you've got to be watchful at what people say. You've got to look at what people do. See, if I know I'm dealing with a thief, brother, there's no reason for me. I heard someone say, I'm not going to leave my wallet around you. And I know this is a thief. That's foolish. I need to be watchful. I don't need to be praying, God, please let them give my wallet back. No, I need to put my wallet up in the first place. We've got to be watchful. So Judas, he was after money the whole time. See,
people will give themselves away if you really watch. It doesn't matter if it's your family member, your friend. People will tell on themselves. You can see how, look, if somebody's coming around you, they're asking when you get paid. They want to find out when you get paid. And you don't hear from them until right around that time, every month. Brother, when are you going to wake up and realize what's happening? See, when are we going to get up from all of the praying and crying and snotting we're doing? When are we going to realize, look, it's time for me to stop being foolish. It's time for me to wake up out of my sleep and realize what's going on here. Jesus said, watch and pray. You know, you say, well, he didn't talk about that. You say, he's not talking about that. You know what? You're right. He's not talking about that. Go, Melvin. Let's go to Luke chapter 12. I believe it's Luke 12 and 38. Somebody said, he's not talking about that. I'm glad you were watching that. Pick up Luke 12 and let's actually go to 39 so we can see what he's talking about.
And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come.
Read that again for us, Melvin, because I want to make sure we know what he's talking about. See, it's time for us to wake up and start watching what we have. See, if God puts something in your possession, why would we not watch? God has given us, look, God blesses us. He blessed some of us with a car. He blessed some with family members. He blesses some with a house. He blesses us with a cell phone, with this, with that. Why don't we take care and watch these things we have? And you know, we're doing this even with our natural thing. I know we're not watching our soul. We're not being careful at all with the spiritual things that God has blessed us with. We have a soul. And therefore, God wants us to watch what things we get involved in. We don't care what things we listen to. We don't care what things we watch. See, he's trying to let us know. He said, look, watch and pray. The devil's out to deceive you. Someone's out to steal from you. Someone's out to take what you have. He said, you better watch. You better watch. Look, we talk about giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. Brother, please. Why give the devil? Lord help us. Why would I give the devil the benefit of the doubt? There's no reason to give the enemy the benefit of the doubt. Read this verse again for us, man. We need to watch this.
And this know.
He said, you need to know this. See, we don't know enough. We think we know something because we went through school and we got a college degree. We're edumacated. Look, we don't know nothing yet. Read for us, Melvin.
Again, and this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through.
See, Jesus is trying to tell you, you need to start watching what you have. Now, he's talking. Now, of course, he was talking about spiritual things here. He was using this natural thing to let us know a bigger spiritual message. But this remains true. Look, if somebody tells me, yeah, I'm coming to break in, you better believe I'm staying up. He said, if the goodman knew, if the person that was living in this place, if they knew what hour the thief was coming, they would have made sure. They would have made sure this wouldn't have happened. They would have called the police. And some folks, now, I hope this ain't you. Somebody would have shot them. I hope that ain't you. Somebody said, I got something waiting on them when they come in. I hope they come. I hope that's not you. But I know somebody out there feels that way. But he said, look, they wouldn't have allowed this to happen if they were watching. See, you don't have to pray about something. I keep trying to tell people, you don't have to pray about everything. If you just open your eyes, if you just begin to watch out for some things. See, I'm praying about the things that I can't see. I'm saying, God, help me to see more. God, continue to protect me from seen and unseen danger. Lord, continue to watch out for me, because there's only so much we can watch out for. You, look, your eyes are so limited. We don't have eagle eyes. I know we call the prophet the eagle-eyed prophet, who's at Isaiah. We call him the eagle-eyed prophet. But the truth is, we only can see so far. We can only see so far. But an eagle now, that eagle can be high up and see so far down. He can see a mice in the field. He can see a rabbit in the field. He can see a fish in the water. They've got the eyes powerful enough to do that. But even the eagle's eye is limited. They can only see so far. But you know what? God can see all. There's no limitations in his power. And so we need to be praying that he's watching out for us. But the little bit that we can do, we ought to be trying to do it. The little bit that we can do. Jesus, he told us in one place, he said, take up your cross. See, there's something you can do. But we've been deceived in thinking we can't do anything. Bishop said, we're still crying over spilled milk. We don't realize we can do something. You might not be God. Look, sure, you're not God. You can't do it all. You're not all knowing. You don't see every trap, every problem that can arise. But look, after I find out about a trap, you better believe the next time I'm looking out now. See, God has now equipped you with some knowledge so you can watch, and now you can see more. That's what this book is about. He's trying to equip you so you can be better, so you can be wiser. The Bible tells us the scripture is able to make thee wise, my God, until salvation. See, this book is about wisdom. It's about helping you to see. Look, there's a problem that's going to take place. Look, the Bible tells us in one place, he said, don't spare the rod. If you spare the rod, you will ruin the child. See, that's wisdom. But somebody can't see that. Somebody's not watching out. So they say, I can't whoop my baby. I can't touch little Junior. He's going to cry. Somebody said, oh, they're going to call the police on me. Look. See, this is what this book said, though. If you don't follow these instructions, there's a problem headed for you down the road. But if you understand these things, look, you can watch out for it. You can take the necessary precautions. You can take the necessary measures to help yourself. You can help yourself. Look, I thank God for the punishment that I received, the whoopings that I received. I hope nobody calls the... I hope nobody calls the people on my parents, Melvin, but I thank God for what I received, because those things helped me. They helped me to realize, look, it's necessary for this in life. Let's go and get one more thing, Melvin. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. My time is about out here. But see, these scriptures, they're here to help us see the problems that are ahead. Pick us up, man. We got to finish this up. But let's pick it up here in verse 1. 2 Timothy 3 and 1.
This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Look, how can you watch for, I said it before, I'll say it again. How can you watch for something you don't know is there? He said, you need to know this also. Jesus said the same thing. Look, this book, look, this is a perfect book here. This is a perfect book. Jesus said, this know also. Look, if the good men of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, look, he would not have suffered his place to be broken into. He would not have allowed this stuff to happen. Now we come over here to Timothy. Paul said, look, you need to know this also. See, it don't end just because you said, well, we read Luke already.
Well, I've already read Genesis. Well, I had Bible study this week already. Brother,
it's so much more for you to watch out for. Look, having Bible study once a week is not enough. Having church, you say, well, I went to church Sunday. It's not enough to sustain you. Just because you eat one time a week, you know you wouldn't survive eating one time a week. It's not enough. This is to help us. So he said, you need to know this also. Read for us, Melvin.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
You need to watch out for this. People loving them own self. They don't care nothing about you. See, watch out for this. You'll know now because that family member did X, Y, Z. You'll know. He told you this would happen. Now it's not a surprise. Now you can watch out for this. I'm telling you, there's no reason for me to give the devil the benefit of a doubt. And I know the devil is using my family member. He's using my friend. He's using my coworker. Look, there's no reason for me to be surprised. Look, I know the devil's using them. But it's not them. It's the one that's using them. But if we can get them into this book, look, they'll be all right. Just like us, we were having so many more problems until we got in this book and God changed our lives. We know we were running around lying, stealing, doing a lot of evil things until this book changed us. So he said, look, you need to know this also. You know everything else, but you don't know this. Know this also, for men shall be lovers. Brother, they're loving themselves.
They don't love you. We think they do. We say, oh, they got me this. These guys are fooling these women all the time, Melvin. Guy go and buy a rose from Kroger. Go and get a Kroger rose. And she say, oh, he loved me. No, honey, he loved himself. That's why he keeps hurting you. That's why he keeps lying to you. He loves himself. You just think he loved you. Read for us, Melvin.
Again, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, mm-hmm. boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Look at, he said, you need to know this. You need to watch out for this. You don't, look, there's no need for you to be praying. Lord, please stop all these people from lying. Please stop them all from stealing. Look, you might as well cancel your prayer because this book is written, is already going to happen. Now, you can tell, you can be praying, Lord, please keep me away from these things. Protect me from falling into this temptation. But you know what? Some temptation you don't have to fall in if you're watching. If you're watching, if you got these unholy children, these unholy people, people that love themselves. The Bible said they're disobedient to parents. If you've got a disobedient child, don't care what you say. Don't respect what you say. Why would you turn around and give that child your debit card? Why would you turn around and say, I'm going to put the house into their name? Look, you're trying to get kicked out of the house. You've got to watch out for this. This is tough, but this is right. People are unthankful, unholy, loving themselves. Read for us, Melvin.
Without natural affection.
Don't care about anybody or anything. No natural affection. You know, it's natural affection. There are people who don't even believe in God, but they just have some natural affection about them. They don't even believe in God, but they still believe it's wrong to kill. They believe it's wrong to steal. Some of them do. But you've got some. No natural affection whatsoever. He said, you need to know this. We need to be watching for this. But you can't watch for what you don't know. Read for us, Mel.
Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good.
Now, it'd take us another month to talk about all these. Because you know it's happening. You know this is going on. And we are so surprised when it happens in our family. It's because somebody ain't watching. You have not seen what Jesus said in the scripture. He said a man's foes. He said they're going to be they, the people in your own house. He said they're the ones that's going to be your enemies. We're so surprised. Because we're not watching out for what the Lord told us. So he said, look, you got people that are going to be truce breakers. They give you their word. And they have no intentions on keeping it. Now, of course, we know sometimes things come up. People just can't keep their word. But he's talking about people, they just don't care whatsoever. They'll swear to you. They'll say it all in your face. They'll pinky swear. They'll say, I'll put my hand on the Bible. I put this on so-and-so grave. They mean no good. Truce breakers. Read for us, Mel.
Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
You better watch out for this.
He said there are people that are going to be high-minded. They're educated.
They've got that master's degree. They've got a doctorate degree. They're a professor. This is what the world, this is what's going on in the world. Let's finish it up, man, this last verse.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Now, the book said do this. He said you need to get away from these type of people. Don't keep talking about what I love so-and-so. See, that's what I was trying to tell the man.
Look, I hear it. It's your brother and all.
But brother, if he's doing these things intentionally to you, brother, I can't walk with my brother like that.
He said, from such, turn away. Don't keep falling in the same trap. Don't keep giving him your card so he can put you into bankruptcy. That's foolishness.
He said, having a form of godliness. Look, I'm seeing preachers having forms of godliness. They're appearing to be godly. They're doing some religious things. They're praying. They're fasting. They're preaching. They've got people coming to their churches, but they're in the church listening to Soulja Boy. They're in here walking it out.
They're in here doing all of these ungodly things. He said, you need to turn away from that. Don't be caught up in doing the things that they're doing. Jesus told his disciples that about the Pharisee. He said, look, take heed how you hear. Beware of the doctrine. He said, you don't need to get caught up in their doctrine now. This is what we're living in. So when I hear this preacher or that preacher, they're doing this, they're doing that, I don't have to be surprised because he already told me to watch out for it. It's happening. He told us, look, they're going to be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I don't have to be surprised and wonder why don't they get it?
Because this is what the book told us.
This book cannot lie. It has to fulfill everything that's written in this book. The world has to fulfill it.
So I'm telling you tonight, it's time for us to start watching out for some things.
God gave us so much information when he had this book written for us. Why won't we use it?
You know, it's worse. It looks so much worse for God to tell us all these things to look for. And we still fall for it. That's what he told us in Ezekiel. I don't believe we finished reading it. I ended up running. But in Ezekiel, he said, look, if the watchman sounds the alarm,
and the enemy comes and overtakes you, he said, your blood is upon your own hands, upon your own head, because you were warned, but you did not take heed to the warning. So that's why we're having these Bible studies, so that you can watch out for these traps. Watch out for everything that can go wrong. Of course, we're still going to fall into some traps here and there. God knows I do. But the ones that we see, look, we ought to be seeing more and more traps every day. Things ought to be getting more and more clear every day. But we've got to wake up and begin watching. May God bless you guys. At this time, I want to turn it back into the hands of Melvin. My prayer is that you guys would watch. Go ahead, Melvin.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Good message as always. We do have a few more comments. Kim says, we have to be watchful while praying, being clear-minded and disciplined to pray with focus. Kiara says, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. I'm reminded of another place. Said a little bit of sleep, a little bit of slumber, a little bit of folding of the arms, and so your poverty will come. Justin says, same here, man. And also, yes, sir. Kim says, yes, indeed, being alert and aware. Sister Cynthia says, praise the Lord, everyone. Sister Rosie says, praise the Lord. So praise the Lord to y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Kim says, my Lord, Minister Banks, you are teaching. Glory to God. Kiara says, amen. People don't care about others anymore. They'll kill you just because you're driving too slow. And that reminds me of when we first got back to our house after having our child last March. My wife, she had to have an emergency C-section due to several different complications. And after she left the hospital, she had to have this thing around her stomach called a binder. And right before our house there, where we used to stay, there were two turns with big bumps on it. So I had to go over it real slow because just the slightest bump and she would be in excruciating pain. Somebody was behind us. So, of course, we're going over those bumps really slowly. And they were just laying out on their horn, just blowing and blowing, saying, hurry up. But they did not know I could not go any faster unless I wanted my wife in all of this pain. And Lord knows I didn't want that. I'm not saying they would have gone as far as to kill us over that, but we could definitely tell that they were really angry. So we never know what someone is, you know, going through, because I've been guilty of it in the past, getting angry with someone for driving slow. You know, they could be elderly. They could be hurt. Anything could be going on as to why they would be driving slow. Or just for the simple fact of God protecting us from something down the road. We never know. Let's see here. Where was I? Chris says, hey, brothers, pray all is well. Praise the Lord to you. Thank you for tuning in. David says, great job. Gene says, amen. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord to everyone. I do thank everyone for the comments and for tuning in. We have Kim, Kiara, Justin, Sister Rosie, Chris, Cynthia, Gene, and also David. Thank you so much for the comments. We love the interaction. And if you have any more comments or questions, feel free to leave them down. And if we don't get them on this live stream, our inboxes are always open, because this is more important. This is just the rehearsal. There's a song that says this is just a rehearsal. This is just a dressing room for how we're going to be when we get to the other side. And I pray that we all make it. But going back to the topic of the lesson, Tony mentioned when you fall into a trap, you will be more aware of it. He brought up the fool me one time, shame on me, fool me, or shame on you, fool me twice, then it's the shame on me. I reminded of, and at the beginning of 2020, my wife and I wanted a puppy so bad that when we fell for a scam, and I believe they took upwards of $2,000 from us at the time, we weren't watching. All we could see was, oh, we want a puppy. This is the perfect one. We had to get one that was hypoallergenic, and we couldn't really find any locally, so we had to go online. And yeah, we fell for it because we were not super observant. But you better believe now, it's like I catch them as soon as they try to have, oh, this is a scam. Oh, no, because I've experienced this before. There's a place in the Bible that says with experience or going through these things gives us experience. So we'll know the next time to watch out for that. Same thing. And I pray that we all be ready. We all baptized, get baptized in the name of Jesus, get the gift of the Holy Ghost and evidence of speaking in tongues. And I pray that we all be ready. So that's all that I have to add. I see we don't have any more comments. So as my weekly reminder to you guys, we do have Zoom Bible studies every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as I always like to say, rejoice in the Lord always, because today's tribulations are tomorrow's testimonies. Count it all joy, count it all joy. And again, count it all joy. There's reason to be joyful in the midst of every single storm. If the Lord blesses and says the same, we'll see you guys next Thursday evening with another topic coming straight from the Word of God. Until then, you guys have a happy, safe, and blessed weekend. And thank you once again for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our weekly Bible study podcast. We hope you enjoyed this evening's message. My name is Melvin Corners, here along with Minister Tony Banks. You can catch these Bible studies live on Facebook every Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at facebook.com/JMSBible. We have Zoom Bible studies every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, check out our website at jmsbible.com. There, you can listen to all of our in-person, Zoom, and live stream messages along with every scripture we've ever covered. Lastly, we have been getting a lot of questions about how people can donate. We have finally opened up a Cash App if you find it in your heart to leave a donation, because running these Bible studies takes money, which Tony and I have been paying since we first started. That name is $JoyStorm12. We appreciate each and every single donation, no matter how small. And remember to rejoice in the Lord always.